Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Trump's Twitter meeting, an Ethereum thief, and more news. By Alex Baker Whitcomb. President Donald Trump tweeted invective at Twitter again this morning, but this time Jack Dorsey took the conversation off platform to the White House. In other news, a controversial U.S. Census question creates some strange bedfellows, and a blockchain bandit is pilfering millions in cryptocurrency. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Trump insulted Twitter, then met with its CEO. Trump attacked Twitter on its own platform this morning, calling them very discriminatory, and adding, "They don't treat me well as a Republican." He also called on Congress to get involved. So Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey sat down with the president with no set agenda. The president was tweeting a different tune post-meeting. Quote, "Great meeting this morning at the White House with Jack from Twitter. Lots of subjects discussed regarding their platform and the world of social media in general. Look forward to keeping an open dialogue." A blockchain bandit is guessing passwords and making millions. With 78 digits, the odds of guessing the randomly generated key for the cryptocurrency Ethereum is 1 in 115 quadrivantillion. But one thief has amassed a fortune that was at one point worth more than $54 million, guessing passwords and stealing the money. TLDR, be careful how you generate your pins. There's a blockchain bandit among us. A proposed census question is causing quite a stir. Trump has somehow managed to unite tech and privacy groups against a potential question in the 2020 U.S. Census. Are you a U.S. citizen? The issue has reached the Supreme Court. Cocktail conversation. Today is hashtag World Book Day. If you're already a full-on bookworm, we compiled our 25 favorite books of all time right on Wired.com. But if you aren't, fear not. It's never too late to become a reader. Wired recommends TVs. If reading just isn't your thing, and you're a movie-over-the-book kind of person, there's no need to apologize. There are the best TVs you can buy right now on Wired.com. More news you can use. Former Googler Tristan Harris has spent the last year thinking about the state of tech. Now he says tech is downgrading humans, and it's time to fight back.